like a scruffy dog martyr.
Hello, welcome to the Angry Dorks podcast. I am Ron Swallow. We got Matt Blackwood. Say hi.
I'm back.
And we've got the awesome Mandy D, which I'm super excited about.
Hello.
She's also on the podcast with Matt Blackwood. What's your podcast again?
What Were We Talking About? And you can find that on iTunes.
It's pretty awesome. I've listened a bunch.
Once you search "What Were We," then we just pop up.
Nice. Good work.
I don't think "What Were We" can make any other sentence.
I had to have Mandy on because she's always funny and making comments on our status updates. I'm going to start this off in an odd way because normally we do sort of a nerdy rant at the beginning. But instead today, I'm going to tell you what happened to me on the way back from Sacramento from a road gig. I was in Oregon.
Is this a nerdy story?
Oh, no.
Is this a quest?
We could call it a quest.
Okay.
It did end.
Is this going to make me sad?
No, it'll make you laugh because, well, it might make you a little bit sad because some bad shit happened to me.
It depends. How's your sense of schadenfreude?
So this is what happened. I'm on the way back. We're about 50 miles outside of Sacramento when I hear my car going doom, doom, doom. And I'm like, oh, shit. So I go to pull over and then I hear boom and something flies out of the bottom of my car.
Ooh, gremlin.
I think it was the oil pan, to be honest.
Oh.
Gremlin would be a better story.
My grandma would be awesome. I wish that was the case.
Well, I said gremlin, but
gremlin?
I'm sure your grandma would be a better
gremlin
story,
gremlin would
too.
Be.
You know what? I think my grandma. Grandma beats gremlin.
Yeah.
If your grandma's just in there,
I don't know,
because
a gremlin could cause some kind of ever
doing,
havoc.
Like, some speed stuff, and she was like just hooked on to the bottom, just trying to disarm a bomb.
That could be awesome.
Yeah, your grandma would be a badass.
Your grandma's awesome, man.
My grandma is pretty badass.
Okay, so
I've got a couple grandmas. So then I pull over, and I open up the hood, and my engine is on fire. Not a big fire, but a fire.
So we can call this Ron's quest for fire.
Yeah, pretty much. And then quest for putting out fire in my engine. I just grabbed dirt and gravel from the side of the road and threw it on it until it went out. And then my headliner, Bruce Jingles, put out a text to everybody, like a Facebook blast, like save our ass. And thank God Bruce has a big enough fan base because someone was like, I got you, and sent somebody to pick us up, sent one of his friends to pick us up, right? So then a cop pulls up and he's like, hey, you guys all right? We're like, yeah, we'll be all right. Turns out not all right. My license is suspended has a warrant from not showing up to court on a ticket I didn't know about from like 4 or 5 years ago. And I hadn't been pulled over in 4 or 5 years. So I had no idea that I had not paid this ticket.
What kind of ticket?
Speeding ticket.
And you didn't know about it?
I forgot about it. Oh. I totally forgot about it. And like I'd moved to like 3 times and like, you know, just taking care of other things.
So you accidentally successfully evaded the cops for years.
5 years, sounds like. At
you
least
should probably
four.
Murder someone now.
I know, right? Mm. But then he's like, look, clearly things have gone wrong for you guys. So I'm going to pretend I didn't see you driving and let you go. As a side note, Bruce Jingles is a giant black man, so this has nothing to do with how white I am. So he lets us go. And then the guy shows up to pick us up. And before I tell this story, he saved our ass. So overall, perfectly happy with the guy. But I'm looking in his back seat, and he's this fancy.
Your grandma.
I'm like, yeah. And how'd you know? And it was actually a gremlin.
Oh God,
so close.
So I end up putting the car. I see it in the back of his car. He's got this fur coat. I'm like, oh, that's a cool fur coat. Where'd you get that? And he goes, oh, from selling yayo. I don't know if you know what yayo is, people out there. That's cocaine. I'm like, oh, great. I'm being picked up by a drug dealer. And then he's like, yeah, but, you know, the federal government asked me to stop doing that.
Well, as long as they ask nicely.
Yeah,
they do.
So he did. I'm not being picked up by a drug dealer.
Excuse me.
I'm being picked up by a guy who's been to jail for being a drug dealer.
Pardon me. You wouldn't mind stopping the sale of that illegal narcotic, would you mind?
We need you to stop that.
Just back off a tiff.
By the way, we're also going to put you in jail.
If that's all right.
So
would you mind staying in this 8x10 cell for 4 to 6 years?
I enjoy that. And so then he
terribly?
So then he's driving 98 miles per hour while Bruce and him try to smoke a bowl. of pot. For those of you who don't know the terms, I assume most people know those terms, but nonetheless, I'm going to go ahead and sound even nerdier than I've already sounded. And then we get pulled over by the same fucking cop. The same cop pulls us over. And he just looks at us like, you fucking idiots.
At least you're in the back seat.
And then he goes, look, this time I'm in the back seat, just keeping my mouth shut. And the guy goes, I'm going to ask this question. If you're honest, you might be okay. He's like, who has the weed? Bruce is like, it's me. And he hands him his card. And the cop goes, all right, you know you guys shouldn't be smoking in the car. And then he writes the dude a 98 mile per hour ticket and lets us go.
Wow.
Again, my friend, what's his name? He's a great comic. His last name is Petrillo. Either way, very funny guy. We were discussing about Nick Petrillo. We're talking about like what must have happened that was so awesome in this dude's life that he was willing to let this go twice. Twice. We assumed that he was getting blown by two cadets in the morning while shooting his Berettas into something. The only thing we could come up with, because that is what happened. And then I ended up taking a bus. We ended up eventually getting a Greyhound bus. Keep in mind, I left Oregon Thursday about 9 in the morning, and I got home on a Greyhound bus Friday at noon, and I pretty much didn't sleep the entire time. A little over 24 hours with almost no sleep. It was insane. Alas, the moral of this story is pay your goddamn tickets, first off. And secondly, when you're... car starts making sounds. Don't listen to your music quite as loud, because when your car starts making sounds, you can hear it.
Right, and always listen to your grandma.
Always listen to your grandma.
Unless she's a gremlin.
And then love your grandma and don't put water on her.
Right, and do not feed her after midnight.
So that was what happened. That's what the madness started.
But seriously.
So that's it.
Daylight savings time. Does that matter?
No.
For feeding gremlins?
I don't know.
The fuck is midnight? Come on. Midnight,
oh, yeah. What if midnight
that's a good question.
Midnight is an artificial construct that we came up with. What the fuck does that mean in the animal kingdom? Animals ain't got no fucking watches. What is midnight?
Well, witches have like the witching hours, and maybe if you just find a witch and ask her.
Yeah, but is that midnight?
I think witches get the final call on that.
Okay, so, but does midnight change in different time zones?
Oh, yeah. Like, what if Cinderella had gone to like a second ball after?
If she drove fast
like
enough
ball.
In that pumpkin, it could have stayed a pumpkin the entire time.
Yeah.
She just had to get through a bunch of time zones.
Yeah, I think that's the case. Jonathan Lundis asked, who are you people? I think he knows who we are, and he's being a dick. People never realize that this is a podcast, by the way. Like, I invite them. And the reason I invite everybody from everywhere is because I figure it's a podcast. You can listen anywhere.
Right.
And so many times people be like, I really want to go, but I'm in Dallas.
Also, probably like 5 inches above the comment section is the description.
Yeah. Yeah. Read that.
The first couple times somebody would say, a bunch of people marked maybe. And you're like, it's a podcast. You can download it whenever you want. So it's not a, you might make it and you might not, you know, just, you know.
Look, I have a very busy schedule. I may or may not get to your podcast.
Exactly. Do you have any?
Literally, it's the same action to click maybe and to click download in iTunes.
Yeah, that'd be okay. Well, I am going to send out a download this in iTunes thing too, just to everybody eventually.
And subscribe and rate it 5 stars.
Yes, please. Somebody do something.
Ron's got to buy a new grandma.
I do. I got a new grandma and a new car. We have Becky Kluger pulling in. Traffic was insane. I got a text from her. First off, do you have a rant? Do you have anything that you were planning a rant about?
I do, if we have time, sure.
We have time.
Okay, so I went to the doctor last week, and by that I mean I went back to the doctor. I hadn't had medical insurance in a couple years since I had quit teaching, but my new job is awesome, and I have medical insurance. So I decided to go to the doctor and finally, you know, deal with a whole bevy of symptoms. And he's like, okay, you have this, and I'm going to treat it with this. And I was so ecstatic. I'm like, oh, yes, excellent. All these symptoms are going to go away. Fantastic.
That's exciting.
And of course, I go through a whole course of treatment, and nothing has happened.
Oh, no.
And of course, I've paid a few $100s because I have to meet the deductible. Yeah. So I go back and say, yeah, so nothing has happened and this didn't work at all. He's like, okay, well, we'll try another different kind of the same medicine. It's like a different brand of the same medicine. I'm like, maybe something different because this is, you know, it's not better at all. And I feel like it's not going to work. And it got me thinking, okay, our healthcare system is just completely fucked. And all right, like just real quick about the whole health insurance thing. We've completely in this country mistaken health insurance for healthcare, which is exactly what insurance companies want. Because health insurance, okay, if this were health insurance, this would make sense. Hey, everybody, there's a couple hundred of us, but let's all to make sure that we have money for when we get really sick. Let's all give money to Bob. Okay, yeah. We'll just give money to Bob every month, and then when one of us gets sick, Bob will say, "Okay, here's the money from that fund that we were all putting it in." Okay, but now imagine Bob is one of those monsters from Dungeons and Dragons that eats metal, and he's just chomping on all the gold that you put in there. And yeah, you know what? Yeah,
if you were a ranger, you wouldn't have to worry about that.
Exactly. And another thing that I've always, my friend actually explained insurance insanely amazingly. It's like a dude who's like a bookie comes in up to you and he's like, hey, how's it going? I got a great bet for you. I'm going to bet you pay me $50. I'm going to bet that you don't break your leg. You don't break your leg, I keep that $50. And you can do this again next month and for the rest of your life.
It's absolutely, absolutely. The whole fact that it's corporations, means that it's completely profit driven. Even if the people who are working for it, it doesn't matter. Even if the people who are working for it, even if your doctor is a nice guy, even if your insurance provider, your agent is a nice guy, that doesn't matter. The machine is made to get as much profit as possible, and that means not paying out when you deserve the money. That means getting around paying people who deserve it. It means taking as much as possible. It means taking money that you don't actually owe whenever possible, just like every other corporation. But my main beef right now is not with insurance. Insurance is just a constant thing that I'm always against. My main beef right now is with the medical care industry. If you went to Best Buy and paid $400 for a big screen TV, and it was supposed to be delivered to you in 2 weeks, and it didn't show up, and then it didn't show up for another week, and you went back to Best Buy and said, hey, man, this TV never arrived. And they go, yeah, well, that happens sometimes. But if you pay me another $400, I'll send you a different big screen TV. There would be rioting in the fucking streets. Black Friday, you know, like that would look like a fucking, a production of Our Town. Like we would raise every Best Buy to the ground. Okay. And that's fucking TVs that aren't even necessary. This is our bodies. Yeah. And this is the way healthcare works. Somebody is supposed to fix you. They don't fix you. Oh, well, pay me more and I'll try again. Bullshit. And we treat these guys like wizards.
Yeah.
I mean, we treat them like magicians. We say, you know, I mean.
And if they were wizards, this shit would work way better. Exactly. Did you see what Gandalf did?
And they also wouldn't have to worry about
just
the metal eating
monsters.
Just
mumble some words over a dude's head. He's better. Fucking badass. I want a guy who can just mumble words over me.
I want tiny little robots in my body.
Mm-hmm. We got nanobots fixing shit. That'd be awesome.
12 years away. 12? You think?
I'm holding you to that. I've been 12 years. I am sick. I'm going to find you.
And if there are any tiny little robots in my body, I'm going to take you and you're going to go in my body and fix me.
Yep, totally. So let's get to our topic because people are like, are we on the right I hear somebody talking about insurance.
I apologize. My nerdy rant was less about nerd shit and more of a nerd stepping back and just being annoyed by the world.
Yeah.
Which is just...
although, I know I don't want to like start an argument, although Klee said that as a person who's been through a shitload of medical problems because she's had cancer and a bunch of other shit, some different brands of medicine work better than others. So, and Paul wants nanobots as well. So
we all want nanobots.
Yeah. I think if we all had nanobots, we wouldn't worry about medicine.
Let's throw away the rest of the rant and just say, where are our fucking nanobots and our flying cars?
Yep, and jetpacks.
I will drive a flying car.
I don't need a flying car either.
No, because if you crash it, the nanobots will fix you. You can fly it around like fucking crazy.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Plus, I'll have killer nanobots for my enemies.
Yeah.
No, see.
No, you got to have killer nanobots, and then you have superhero nanobots.
You've made this beautiful thing terrible.
So our topic today...
Now I got to worry that the little guy from inner space with the claw hands is going to come into my body and fuck me up.
That would be kind of cool. Our topic today is going to be basically movie adaptations of books, if they're good, if they're bad. Christian Harloff had a good point. I have to start with the best book adaptation, Goodfellas, a.k.a. Wise Guys. That is good. The movie's good. The book is good. I mean, obviously they left out.
The book is nonfiction, right?
No. I mean,
no? Okay.
I think it might be,
It's a fictionalized account of nonfiction. It's written by a real gangster, right?
I think that's what it is. I mean, it's been a while since I've read up on that type of thing, but my belief is that yes, it's a fictional quote unquote account.
I am embarrassed to say I have not seen the movie.
You should be embarrassed.
Yeah, the movie is awesome.
I haven't seen the movie either.
It's Mandy has not seen anything though, so
that is
like, that's
true.
But we'll check it out.
And don't worry, Klee, we will be talking about Harry Potter.
Do you want to get into it right now?
We might as well just talk about
it. All right, let's get into Harry Potter right now. My opinion is that the first movie is better than the first book.
Okay.
I don't think the first book is very well written. I read it after reading the other books, and I thought, this is a noticeable dip in quality. Yeah. But the first movie, excellent, got me into the series. I was really interested. From then on, the movies were a little bit worse each time, so it was just gradually worse and worse and worse from the book because they just had to leave off more and more and more.
Well, the books got bigger and bigger.
Exactly. The books got to be like 900 pages, you know, you're trying to adapt that into a 2.5-hour movie. It's just not going to work, and you have to leave off all of the subtleties. You have to leave off all the intricacies in the story. And some of her mysteries were built very well. Like, people go apeshit about that third movie. They're like, oh, it was so great. I'm like, bullshit. That book was amazing.
Yeah, and they ruined...
Everything ties together in the book. It's so well done.
And they ruined... Not only that, but they ruined a lot of stuff by specifically adding in things that weren't in the book. And then taking out things that were like heart-wrenching.
Right. Did we need that like 5-minute night bus scene?
Nope.
Like
we also didn't need
the bus. I'm the little ornament on the bus. That was a little fucking ornament.
It was just to do
I don't remember that.
Just to do some CGI.
It's a little shrunken head and it's like, "Oh, look out, we turn in right now." You're just following the bus and look how crazy this bus is. And it's like, it's like when some filmmaker or writer they pick up on something. They're like, oh, this is the best scene in the book. How is nobody, why aren't there toys of the bus driver?
Yeah.
Ernie the bus driver. Come on, guys. Where's
remember
my
when
the
they,
bus driver toy?
When they burned down the borough in the movies?
Fuck that. Because that was book six and book six, movie six, took out my favorite scene in probably all of the books in the entire series. My favorite scene is when at the end he takes the little in the movie he drinks the entire thing of Felix Felicis, the luck potion.
Yeah.
He drinks the entire thing and goes and does whatever he needs to do. In the book, he is more selfless than that. He drinks a tiny little bit of it for himself, and then he divvies up the rest when he's going out to meet Dumbledore, and he knows that something dangerous might happen. He divvies out the rest among his friends, and it's the only way they survive a fucking wizard battle at Hogwarts. When all those people leave after killing... Spoiler alert. Sorry. It's been out a while.
I think they know that.
After killing Dumbledore, The evil wizards are escaping,
also,
and the kids have to fight them.
So
and
moving
the only
Harry Potter
reason,
is a jerk?
Yeah, basically.
Comparatively, yeah.
Also, they made Dumbledore's death like a fucking side note. Like, it was not, like, it was weak as fuck.
Part of that for me, and I feel bad about it, but part of that for me is that I really, really liked Richard Harris, and losing him after movie two, I never bought Michael Gambon as Dumbledore. Like, it just never worked for me.
Okay, fair enough.
Also, I think I bawled in the theater when, like, Dobby died, but then...
Oh, yeah.
But then Dumbledore, like, when he died before that, I was just like, oh, yeah, that's a thing that happened.
Yeah.
I just want to point out one real quick. Dobby, same actor who played Karl Rove.
Oh.
In the movie W.
That's interesting. Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Huh. You know interesting shit. And the ending was one of the biggest disappointments in the world for me for Harry Potter, because one of my favorite parts about the book is, and I think this, because I think one of the big parts of the entire group of books is the difference between, good and evil, because you know, Voldemort is evil. Harry Potter, you know, is generally, you know, going to count as good. And in the end, Harry Potter literally tells him, get some, you need to learn sympathy. You need to learn, you know, how to behave as a human. You need to, here's your chance. Like, I'm giving you a chance. Here's how I'm going to beat you. This wand is doing this, and this is why it's going to beat you. And he literally tells him that. And then he goes, and then Voldemort's so fucking cocky that he's just like, I don't believe you. I'm the most powerful, so I'm just going to attack you anyways, even though you've literally told me how you're just going to beat me. He literally tells him. And he's so cocky and so bad and so arrogant that he attacks him anyways and loses because of that, the wand being not his wand.
He's like Denzel Washington at the end of Training Day.
Yeah, actually, strangely enough. That was beautiful. And in the movie, it was just like, oh, there's two dudes and yeah. And then at the end,
lot,
they vaguely...
A lot whiter, yeah, and with a lot less nose.
Yeah, and they didn't explain how he was like, why... I mean, they kind of explained why he beats him at the end of it, but barely.
At the end of every... Just at the end of every... Watching every movie, I basically would turn to the person I was watching it with, which was usually Mandy, and say, did you understand what happened there? And it was always, or friends, whoever it was always people that hadn't read the books, and they'd always be like, nope, but it was fun. And it's like, if you don't fucking understand what happened, you know?
You should read
like
books
the whole scene at the end of book four with the Priori Incantatum.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, this weird thing happened, Professor Dumbledore. Oh, Priori Incantatum. Weird. Okay.
That's it.
And that's the entire explanation. And in the book, they give a whole explanation of, oh, this is why that happened. This is why you didn't die just now.
Yeah.
You know,
and it wasn't because, and that was the other thing, is every single time Harry Potter is living because of work that Dumbledore has done or somebody else has done. And it's not that, it's not just, and then it's about love at some point as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's about outsmarting somebody. I mean, you know, there's all these reasons for what happened.
By the way, movies though.
Paul Dell says Harry Potter is so gay. Paul, I'll stab you in the throat.
So the first movie though is actually.
No, he's straight. He's saying gay, not as in like a lesbian or gay, as in like.
Oh, he
Harry
means
Potter
like
so
it's
gay.
Lame. Okay.
Just say Glee from now on. It's so Glee.
It's so Glee.
That's offensive.
Do you love Glee?
No, I've never seen it really.
Oh, it's terrible.
Glee can totally be synonymous for terrible. We'll just completely replace gay.
Oh,
Glee,
by the way,
and we'll all be good.
I do want to point out one thing. Christian mentioned that it's not fictional at all. It's the accounts of Henry Hill's real life. So it is literally like it's a. So then I guess
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. It's Henry Hill.
So he's a wizard gangster?
Yeah, he's a wizard gangster.
Oh my God. Well, who's writing that book?
All right, let's write that right now. Let's do that. You want to be my co-writer, Mandy?
Yes.
Let's do it.
And then we'll play D&D because we still need to do that.
Oh, yeah. But are they those British gangsters that are all like, if I had a gun, I'd smoke you, motherfucker.
Oh, I hope so. That would be pretty cool.
That was a terrible British accent.
Yeah, that was... Well, because he was trying to do one of those ones where they're like, oh.
The British guys, they're trying to sound like American black dudes. You're right, man. I'll give you a gay shooting. Is that how they do it? Yeah, man. Okay, so moving on from Harry Potter.
I'm embarrassed to date you.
another series, Lord of the Rings. First off,
Love it.
The 1970, what is it, 1979? Something like that. The Ralph Bakshi cartoon that covers books one and like 70% of two and then ends. What the fuck is that?
That's terrible.
Wait, is that the one with the song in the Hall of the Mountain?
That's The Hobbit.
Okay, never mind. I don't love it.
Oh, The Hobbit is the one that's like, you, Bilbo, you're going to go on a magical quest.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that one.
I don't know.
I wish someone was behind me right now saying that to me, that I was about to go on a magical quest.
Is that not how you're living your life already?
You have to sing that to her while you do her. That's the new rule.
Mandy, you're going to go downstairs. All right. okay, so, but the new Lord of the Rings, I find the new Lord of the Rings series better than the books because it's the same story, which is a really good story. I don't feel like the writing is that impactful. I feel like the story is really good. I feel like the writing is kind of dry.
See, this is hard for me because I think this is one of those things I don't remember. I think Ed Greer, who couldn't make it today, has mentioned this a couple of times, is that he's, and by the way, let me point this out. I enjoyed all of The Lord of the Rings. I think overall, it's a good movie adaptation. There's things I do comedy about it. You know, you've seen the bits, I assume, about how they changed, like they added in a big old love story between Aragorn and Arwen. They added in a couple of things that always irritate me. And always irritates me.
More killing.
I'm sorry, what?
They should have just had more killing, less love.
Well, and there is more killing. I mean, the books, yes, they do move slowly, and there's a lot of walking, and there's a lot of singing songs.
They took out the whole scene where your grandma saves everybody.
Yeah, exactly. And Tom Bombadil, they took out Tom Bombadil, so that always
That's what I meant
me.
By your grandma.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my grandma's Tom Bombadil.
You love the best
that would be so badass. I want my grandma to be Tom Bombadil.
I'm the most powerful character in the world, but I'm not going to do it. You know what Tom Bombadil is? Tom Bombadil is the guy he's the guy who comes into your D&D game and is like, I figured out how to soup up all the powers. Like, I'm the most powerful guy in the world. I can't make it next week, so I will not be saving you on your adventure, whatever. I'm too cool. I will be at home masturbating to a Victoria's Secret catalog.
Yeah, that's that guy.
Well,
he's that guy. Exactly.
I love Tom
Bombadil.
You all know that guy. You all know that guy who came in that one time and was like, I'm going to be the most badass and I'm going to be the hero of the story. Oh, nope, got to go.
Paul Day says, my grandma is gay. And you know the weird part, grandma? Paul Dale? My grandma was gay until she found Jesus. And this is not a story that I'm proud of.
Did she find him under the hood of your car?
I don't know where she found him, to be honest. I don't know if he was like hanging out, swimming on a beach or something, and then like he was like, you're not gay anymore. I don't know how it works. It's insane. But yeah, that's the truth. And Tom Bombadil, by the way, is awesome. And if my grandma was Tom Bombadil, I'd like her even more.
Even with all the car fires.
Even with all the car fires that she caused. We decided, by the way, Becky, that my grandma caused my car to be on fire.
Oh, I thought she was trying to save you.
No, she was trying to disarm a bomb.
And from she didn't do a good enough job.
She did not do a good enough job because he somehow knocked her from the undercarriage.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was
so
your
it's
fault.
Not completely tragic that car blew up.
No, okay. Not at all.
No, because his grandma's a hero now, even if she's not very good at it.
She's a hero,
and a terrible person
here.
All at the same time.
Oh, Ron's grandma, you're going to go save the car.
Oh, technically, Paul, my grandma wasn't really a lesbian. She was a bisexual and cheated on my grandpa. So really, she was just kind of slutty, if you want to. That's really the case.
Okay, so speaking of Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings, I'm going to say.
You saw The Hobbit.
Yes.
What did you think?
I loved it. And I'm rereading it again just because it's been a while. And the last time I read it was when I was 20. So it's been a while, so I don't remember anything. I think they exaggerated the importance of the pale goblin. Like a lot, he's like a large part of the first movie, really. But a lot of people apparently complained that it's like slow moving, but I don't think it was slow moving at all.
Did they have to expand the part because they're making it into three movies? Did they
That's
have to
a
make
good
three
question.
Climaxes, even though there weren't three climaxes in the book?
I think that might be the case because they escape from, they did everything pretty much. And here's the thing. There are parts that literally, I remember reading the books and picturing all of the stuff in my head, and it was literally on screen. I mean, it was literally like The part where the Eagles...
Did you picture it at 48 frames per second?
I haven't seen that one. I haven't seen that version yet.
Okay.
I just saw the regular 3D one.
Did you throw up while you were imagineering while reading? Oh my God, I've never seen something so vivid.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. It's too goddamn vivid. That's a quote from a book if anybody wants to. Okay. And then the Eagles coming down was literally, it's exactly how I pictured everything. The fighting was amazing. I mean, it looked amazing. The story moves. I thought the story moved everything quickly. I mean, I thought it was good. I don't know if it's a perfect adaptation, but it looked incredible.
Okay, we'll have to check it out.
Yes.
All right, so real quick.
You'll take me.
I will. Now,
I will take you.
I saw it too.
You saw it too?
I liked it a lot.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
No, I'm just, I just remembered I saw it too. Last night, actually. I didn't, you know, all the Lords of the Rings movies, I thought were too long. After 2 hours, I was like, I'm done.
I did not feel
that way last night about The Hobbit.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, so it could just be that I have a bigger bladder now. I don't know.
Fair enough.
I think I have a smaller bladder now.
So let's, any bad movie adaptations?
Okay. I didn't care for the Hitchhiker's Guide adaptation.
Hated it.
That's one of my favorite books of all time, my favorite book series of all time.
They also took all three movies and put them into one.
Kind of. They took out, they're like, hey, all that stuff that you love, well, let's just get rid of that and let's just kind of rework it. I didn't care. Look, I love Sam Rockwell as much as the next person who saw his penis in Lawn Dogs, but he was not a good Zaphod Beeblebrox.
No.
I love Mos Def as much as the next person. Anyway, he was not
Have
a good...
Have you seen his penis too?
Who hasn't?
I don't think so.
No, nobody has.
Oh, okay.
Unless you can find it on the internet.
There's a deleted scene from Dave Chappelle's Block Party, right?
Paul says Hitchhiker was gay. Hey, Paul, you're going to have to come up with some better comments.
Paul, what do you like?
Also, my friend Becky Kluger right here is actually gay. So, are you saying that she's bad? Are you saying that she's bad?
The only kind.
He's saying she is Harry Potter.
Oh, well.
I have
holy shit.
That.
She does have glasses and short hair.
Guys, we need to be nicer.
Can I Sharpie a lightning bolt onto you?
I don't get it. I've never seen the movies in front of the books.
You don't ask. You just go and do it.
Yeah.
Just like a wand.
Yeah, and
I don't know how spry she is. She might be able to fight
She's pretty spry.
I kick shins really hard.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't
that's
want
my,
my
that's my signature kick. Move. So wait, can we talk about adaptations
Mandy
from video
for the
game
win.
Stories to movies too?
Oh, I didn't even think about
adaptations
from video games
to movies.
Ooh, that's an interesting.
Max Payne movie sucked, even though I love Mark Wahlberg. They changed the story totally unnecessarily.
Yeah.
Can we name a video game to movie translation that's good? Yeah, I can't. I liked the first Silent Hill movie.
I think okay. I liked Street Fighter when I was like nine.
And you know, a lot of people.
Yeah, but it was. It does not.
A lot of people like. What's the thing where the hot Mila Jovovich is in? I think it's.
Oh, Resident Evil.
A lot of people like Resident Evil. I've never seen it.
I like it a lot. Okay,
those are fun.
Those are fun.
Yeah, they're ridiculous, but I mean, the game's ridiculous. Whatever, they're fun.
Yeah, the stories in the game.
We can give
more.
It that.
Yeah.
Clee Wiggins says Hitman sucked, even though I love Timothy Olyphant.
Well, apparently his strength is in his hair, Samson style, because he is bald as fuck and looks weird in that movie. Not everybody can pull off bald. They should have made whoever it was put on a bald cap and then gone like, no, that's not going to work.
Yeah, and Doom sucked.
Yeah.
Doom didn't have much of a story anyway.
Tomb Raider was okay.
Oh, yeah.
For what it was, Tomb Raider was all right. I enjoyed Tomb Raider.
It gave us Daniel Craig.
Yeah. Yeah. Tomb Raider. I'll take Tomb Raider is good.
Okay. But yeah, didn't care for Hitchhiker's Guide. Didn't care for, this is going back a ways, but I didn't care for the Andromeda Strain movie. That is a classic book.
Here's the thing. That's Stephen King, right?
No.
No?
Mike Crichton.
Oh, never read that book then.
Okay.
I haven't read that one. Oh,
real quick about Jurassic Park. They take out the scene where Muldoon shoots a T-Rex with a syringe out of a rocket launcher because it's that big. It knocks its ass out. And it falls and chomps its own tongue off.
Oh, wow, that's badass.
The book Jurassic Park is really fucking good.
Yeah, it's way better.
Does it have children hackers?
The children are younger in
Are they hackerier?
No. They're just little kids. They made them older because they thought it would be too scary to have little kids in
By the way, Clee Wiggins, good point. Hunt for Red October.
I was just about to ask why Clee didn't mention that instead of Harry Potter.
Yeah,
She came on our podcast and talked about that. We're eventually going to put that one up as soon as I get off my ass and edit it. Went really long.
It's because we let Ed in the room and we probably shouldn't.
Whenever Ed and I go off, it just...
Yeah, I understand. Hunt for Red October is awesome.
Have you ever had to be in a room with me and Ed, Ron?
Never. I've never heard you guys just rant about things while I sit here trying to read comments because I'm not fast enough. So, have we come up with
Watchmen.
Anything?
Watchmen's bad. I'm sorry. That ending is unforgivable.
Oh, you're right. The way they changed that?
They changed the ending from... The whole point is that... is that he unites the world by giving them a threat from the outside. Yeah. He gives them the threat of extra-dimensional aliens that can kill an entire city with their weird psychic powers. He gives them Cloverfield. Yeah. He gives them something that they can all, that the entire world can go, oh shit, we need to stop fucking killing each other and get on this. Yeah, concentrate on this, going to this other dimension and fighting this thing. When they change that in the movie and make it Dr. Manhattan as the villain that he creates, Dr. Manhattan's fucking
we have a caller?
American.
Hey, hello?
Yes, hi, this is Hollywood Keith.
It's who?
Hollywood Keith.
Hi, Hollywood Keith, how's it going?
Nothing much, just wanted to see what you guys were up to.
We're talking about movie adaptations from books. Do you know about that stuff?
I didn't hear you. Say it again.
Oh, movie adaptations from books. We're talking about most hated, liked. Like right now, we were just talking about like Jurassic Park and Andromeda Strain.
Watchmen.
And Watchmen, and how Watchmen ending was horrible. Although they did have the one scene. What did you think of it?
Oh, this show is about how...
Well,
they take movies from books and fuck them up. I mean, mess them up.
Yeah, this specific show. You can cuss a little bit. It's okay. We're on the internet.
This feels like that Mr. Show sketch where it's like the pre-taped call-in show. We're like, no! This week we're talking about pets!
All right. So.
Mr. Show.
Mr. Show was good.
Now you can get it on Amazon.com.
Yeah, you can get everything on Amazon.com at this point.
save it for the news. All right. May I make a guess, Hollywood Keith, that you are neither angry nor a dork?
Neither one.
Not dorky?
That's what I thought.
Well, why are you just randomly calling?
I am randomly calling to see if there was a show going on, and yeah.
It was good timing. There is a show going on. We're talking about really nerdy things.
And I want to get on that show one day and promote my new location.
Awesome.
What do you do?
And maybe give away some stuff.
You gotta call us after the show and we will set that up for next time.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I will.
Yeah.
What time is the show over?
In 17 minutes.
17 minutes. You could also do my Facebook. I'm Ron Swallow on Facebook, and you just send me a message, all right?
What is it?
Ron, R-O-N, Swallow, like the bird or the thing that you like girls to do.
Ah, see, that's the difference. See, I don't really care what they do. I don't care if they swallow it, spit it out,
as long as it's in your mouth.
Out of it. Once it leaves my body, it's not my property anymore, so I don't care what happens to it.
Okay, fair enough. Okay. So now somebody else owns it once it leaves your body?
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. All right, yeah, but look me up on Facebook and send me a message, and we'll see what we can do for you, all right?
Okay, later, nice talking to you guys again.
Bye.
All right, take care.
I'm pretty sure Hollywood Keith is Harry Potter. Right?
That was weird.
Okay. Real quick.
In case anyone was interested.
We also pointed out V for Vendetta.
Yes. V for Vendetta, better than the book.
She says it was unsatisfying.
Oh, she didn't like it.
Yeah.
Oh, I love V for Vendetta.
I liked V for Vendetta, too. I had a great time watching V for Vendetta.
Explosions at the end of that movie fucking make you cry.
Yeah.
And anytime somebody can do that, create explosions that can make you cry, I'm in.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that was the first time you ever cried at a movie while we were dating. And I was like, you are a wuss.
Yeah.
Man, he was like, I don't know why I'm with this dude.
I mean, I was crying too, but I'm a girl.
Fair enough. I'm a girl.
I get to cry whenever I want.
Becky doesn't ever cry.
Nope.
She has huge balls. Metaphorically. Well, also, you might own some. Do you own some?
No.
No? Okay, cool. Why would you need those?
No, I don't know why anyone needs them.
Klee said she liked it, but the graphic novel is better. And actually, you know what?
I couldn't get through the graphic novel. The graphic novel is just too wordy for me.
That's maybe my problem with
Alan Moore.
Alan Moore, yeah.
Yeah. You've got to be in the mood for that. You've got to be like, I have nothing to do for 8 days and I'm in a full body cast and somebody's flipping pages for me. I mean, like, it's a slog.
We have another caller. It's interesting.
Hey, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, I'm Paul.
Hey, oh, is this Paul Dale?
Paul, yeah. Paul not gay.
Paul not gay?
Yeah.
You're not? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Paul not Teutonic?
Not Teutonic.
Paul not monosyllabic?
No, I'm a monosexual.
Fair enough. Whatever you're into, I guess. Yeah. We don't judge.
Right. That's right. You can't judge me, man. It's America.
That's right. No, we can judge you. It just makes us dicks if we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're allowed to judge in America. USA.
What's going on, Paul?
Hey, I'm loving your show so far.
Cool, thanks, man.
Yeah.
You have any opinions on any movies that you didn't like that were adaptations?
Oh, I was very disappointed with John Carter.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that earlier.
I loved John Carter. I have never read the book, though.
Why don't you marry him?
Yeah,
because I'm not Harry Potter.
And he's not fictional.
Ah, yes.
He's a real-life person.
I just want to throw this out there, okay? March 20th is Talk Like Christopher Walken Day. I want people to know that.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Can you call back on March 20th?
Yeah, I will be more than happy to do. Now that I know where you guys are found and I get your
God, I hope that's a Monday. I hope that's a Monday.
Yeah, we hope March 20th is a Monday.
Yeah, we want it to fall on a weekend because we have a big thing in Santa Monica about it.
Oh, cool, man. That's great.
Yeah, we're hoping
maybe you can call the city council to rearrange it, make it fall on a weekend.
We're hoping that Christopher Walken will get word and actually show up.
Oh, that would be so cool.
It's Wednesday.
Hey, has Christopher Walken been in any movies?
He shows up before he dies.
The Dead Zone is a fantastic adaptation of an even better book.
Okay, there you go.
That's Stephen King's
The Dead Zone,
best
Dead Zone
book.
Was a very good movie.
And now maybe I'll read that.
The Dead Zone was a very good TV series.
Because I tried to read The Stand and wanted to stab a motherfucker in the face.
The TV series was good because the book was a little episodic, but the problem with the TV show is that it had to keep going.
Yeah.
It was just before the time when they started saying, okay, we're going to do 5 seasons and then quit. They were like, oh, no, we'll keep going. So
I had the pleasure of meeting Mr. Anthony Michael Hall and talking about the show and his co-star at a convention one time.
Oh, that's cool.
I have heard only good things about him.
Yes, he was very, very nice.
That's awesome.
Which co-star? Was it Claire DeBoer?
It was actually both were there.
Oh, cool.
The female lead that he was not married to, all right? And, of course, the police officer,
the sheriff, whose name I can never remember.
Yeah, that's the thing. But, Anthony Michael Hall, heck, you know, Saturday Night Live, Breakfast Club, heck, that was hell. And just a couple of months ago, I met Molly Ringwald.
Ooh, that's pretty exciting.
I work in Santa Monica, so I see movie stars all the time.
Molly Ringwald, was she in any adaptation of books?
She hasn't done anything for some time, but I think she did a voice work for some cartoon.
She's been on a TV show.
She actually made an appearance on The Dead Zone one time.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So other than that, though. Hey, yeah, Red October, awesome. That's best adaption so far.
Dude, it's awesome. Hunt for Red October is killer.
What Disney should have never done was John Carter, because John Carter was basically an adolescent sex fantasy of the 1900s. It was something that they really should not have touched.
That's a good idea. I agree. I started reading through John Carter, the comic, and it is definitely weirder. It's different.
Yeah, it's very, very weird, and everybody's supposed to be nude.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, this was kind of like very, this was kind of like soft porn of its era.
Yeah. I enjoyed the fight scene so much in the movie that it was hard for me to not enjoy the movie.
The fact that he could leap very high and that kind of predates Superman.
Yeah.
Because Superman didn't start flying until the radio show. Did you know that?
Yeah, he was used to leap over tall buildings.
That's right. He could only leap very far, basically like the Hulk.
Yeah.
You know, but they made him fly because it was just convenient for writing. Now he can just basically hover just by thinking about it. Yeah. I'm looking forward to Man of Steel.
Oh, yeah. Right? That was another thing I wanted to mention was the we saw the Superman trailer. And did you guys see the new one?
Have
you guys
seen the new one? Yeah.
We saw the one with Kevin Costner.
Yeah, that's the one I've seen more recently.
The newest one is a little more in depth. It has him like in the water. It's kind of mentioning it's like, mm-hmm. and he's doing a little bit more like, and it's more like a journey about him becoming who he's going to be. And
I've just been so disappointed by Superman movies that like, I'm trying not to get my expectations.
That's the same
up.
With me. Like this.
I worked on the Warner Brothers Superman cartoon back in the 90s.
Good cartoon.
Yes.
Excellent cartoon.
And they canceled it. They canceled it because it didn't have toy appeal.
Ah.
It didn't have what appeal?
Toy appeal.
Batman. Toy appeal. The toy companies wanted Batman because Batman has accessories like cars, jet airplanes, rocket packs, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But Superman has a dog.
Superman. Those are not toys. They're not like
I would buy
cool
the dog
gadgets,
and the cousin.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Their reasoning was, let's come up with another show. So they came up with Batman Beyond, which was actually pretty good.
I love Batman Beyond.
Yeah. You know, but again, the toy companies dictate what television show, cartoon wise, gets on TV.
That is pretty sad. But it also made. There's also some great cartoons. I mean, you know. And yeah, in fact, yeah. I mean, if we were going to argue, one of the better adaptations is Batman, this last Batman, Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Is a cartoon. It's amazing. Luger,
I like the Brave. I like the Brave and the Bold what? Series.
I have news.
Okay, we have a segment right now that we're going to start with my friend Becky Kluger. She's one of our hosts, and her main thing is she does the neurotic
has a lovely
nerd
voice
news
for the radio.
Ooh. Call in next time, Paul.
What's that?
Call in next time. Call in every time.
Yeah,
man.
And if you want to be on one of our shows, let me know, too. Just Facebook me, all right?
I think I could arrange that, yeah.
Cool, sounds good, man. Thanks.
All right. Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.
So
we're going to do the Neurotic Nerd News with Becky Kluger. Ba-da-ba-ba, ba-da-ba-ba, ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
How hard is it to program in one sound effect?
I don't know. That's a good idea. I should do that.
So if you have a bunch of money and you like The Hobbit, then you should fly Air New Zealand because all the planes are painted like scenes from the movie. And you get complimentary socks that look like Hobbit feet.
What? So as opposed to Fellowship of the Ring, where there's a plane in the movie in the background, it's a like a blooper. Now there's a movie in the plane.
Yeah.
And baggage claim looks like the Shire.
What?
Yeah.
I'm going to New Zealand.
It looks pretty amazing.
I need a shitload more money.
But you have to fly Air New Zealand.
Can we make a Kickstarter?
I was just about to say that. Kickstarter to send us to New Zealand so we can have Hobbit socks.
And then we can do a podcast from New Zealand.
Yeah, guys, you would totally love that.
And then
did
you should call it your adventure.
Sex?
DC, a couple of people from DC have said that they're probably going to have a violence quota after the recent shootings or something.
Oh, no.
They're getting all bitchy.
I don't feel comfortable addressing that at this time, but I disagree with it.
Yeah. We can talk about this in a couple of weeks.
I would like to move on now, but I do disagree with that.
Yeah, we don't like that.
Google Maps is finally back on the new iOS, so you're free to update your iPhone now, Becky, me. I've been waiting because I heard the new map sucked. So this is just iPhone news.
That's nerd news.
All right, now there's news for
the
Ron.
New iTunes sucks as well. iTunes,
I hate it.
Completely redid everything.
It was like so nice and simple, and then they put a new one out, and it's like
I haven't updated yet.
This is weird.
They have a habit of fixing things that are not broken.
Yeah, and then they added they came out with one, and then the next day they came up with another one because they're like, oh, everybody hates this.
And they took out Tom Bombadil.
Those motherfuckers. What's the other nerd news?
So yeah, this is Ron Swallow. News for Ron Swallow. Jackie Chan is going to be in Expendables 3.
What?
He confirmed it.
That's awesome.
Are we sure he confirmed it? Did we understand the words correctly that were coming out of his mouth?
You son of a bitch. don't worry, Clee. You will be in on the New Zealand Kickstarter, I promise.
Also, if you've never seen this show, Freakazoid, you should really see it and like everything in the world. Like, I get all my toilet paper on Amazon, all my granola bars. I don't like to leave the house much. is what I'm saying.
I feel like you and Hollywood Keith both have an Amazon deal.
Hey, Amazon, you should sponsor us.
Seriously.
To send us to New Zealand.
But I want everyone to see the show.
Freakazoid.
It was so good. And if you're a nerd at all, you will just love it so much.
What I've seen of Freakazoid is pretty awesome. I've only seen like one or two episodes, but it's pretty good. So
this is like really actually clever spoofs on like the relationships between superheroes and villains. And Ed Asner does a million voices.
Ed Asner is always great. Ed Asner plays the Granny Goodness on the Superman cartoon.
No way!
Yeah, Granny Goodness, that is Ed Asner.
She's badass.
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you go back and watch that, just picture, Lou Grant, punching out Superman.
I think you have to be super badass to get old on Apocalypse.
That actually makes a lot of sense. Whoever's old there.
You got to be sneaky and a badass at the same time.
Yeah.
Conniving.
Yeah.
The army has this drone that can spy on people from 25,000 feet.
Whoa.
And they called it Vader.
Was Vader known for his spying?
Not really.
Didn't the government also just announce that they're not making a Death Star?
Yeah, I think
like
they did.
That seems like they pretty shady to. Government.
Yeah, that's hilarious news. Do you have that on your news?
No.
Okay.
I'm done with my... Those are all my news.
Okay, so... Basically, if they get a petition with enough signatures, the government has to recognize and address any given problem.
Yeah.
And I don't remember how many signatures it is. It's something ridiculous, like 200,000.
Yeah.
Some engineer or something made a petition for the United States to build a Death Star. And they got enough fucking signatures on it that the White House had to take a moment and address and say, no, nerds, we will not be making a Death Star.
Look, nerds, I love you guys. You know this, but Death Stars, really? Do we want anyone to...
They also said they're not making Skynet, though. So.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe somebody was worried about that. We just want to make sure you're not making a Skynet.
Real quick...
No, but that's really happening.
Real quick, while we've got a couple minutes left, I just wanted to mention the following adaptations as being very good. Fight Club.
Fantastic. Better than the book. Book's great.
Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah,
That's an amazing. If you haven't seen it, there's an amazing underrated movie.
Yep,
better than the books, even. Yeah. Books are great, but it's better. Sin City.
Yep, loved it.
Very good, very good adaptation. I mean, it's almost straight.
Almost
exactly.
Perfect.
Well, I mean, that's
perfect.
Kind of the problem, though, right? Is that how is it any different from just flipping the pages?
Actually, 300 was pretty solid too.
You know,
300
what?
Was solid.
Yeah, but
I agree.
For some reason, 300 just had to have like that extra line of homophobia that wasn't in the comic, and I wonder if that was Frank Miller.
And it also had that one thing with the goat playing a fucking guitar.
Oh, yeah.
There's a scene where a goat plays... Go back and watch it. There's a scene where a goat's playing a guitar for no fucking reason.
You know, I didn't get a rant. Can I go on a 300 rant real quick?
Yeah, you got a minute.
Okay.
You have less than 300 seconds.
I was a philosophy and classics major, and I wrote a 25-page paper about ancient Greek warfare, and I learned quite a bit about Sparta. And I've also been to Greece. There's nothing in Sparta anymore because they didn't like write anything down or make anything because they were always busy like quelling slave revolts. Because in order to just like have nothing but an army, you have to have a shit ton of slaves. But they did have a constitution. Like they wrote something down one time and it was like only like half a page. And one of the only things that they felt important enough to write down was sex with boys. That was it. They were like... All right, you're going to be in the army when you're 15 and you can't continue to be in the army unless you have an older male lover. That's in the fucking Constitution. It's one of the only things they ever wrote down.
You know, one of the things they had to do was have they never lived with their wives for the first several years and they had to cut their hair and dress like men so that they would make babies. So they could just go at night, do their wife, and leave.
Right, but then so for some reason there had to be that line in the movie, like, go to Athens to the boy lovers. What?
Yeah, you're all boy lovers.
It's a little pop.
No, I'm sorry. They're men lovers in Sparta.
Maybe that's what it was.
All right, that's my...
Okay, then real quick, I just want to give a special mention to Stuart Gordon, who made several amazing H.P. Lovecraft adaptations, all good.
Agreed.
Reanimator, Dagon. Yeah, watch anything, any of his.
And read all of his stuff.
Of course.
Yeah.
Starship Troopers
was.
I just wanted to say those
pretty
words.
Pretty good. I enjoy Starship Troopers.
No opinion on it. Just wanted to say Starship Troopers.
Well, I haven't
Starship
read the Troopers. Book, but I've heard that the book is like insanely right wing and the movie like is just like, aliens.
That is one of the few Highland books I never read.
Oh.
But I watched the movie and then I was like, I don't know if I want to read this book. It's a very strange. I don't know.
I like it.
So anyways, last thing, January 6th, me, Becky, and Eddie Pepitone's headlining show at Flappers, 7:30 p.m., 9 p.m. show. Your podcast.
What were we talking about? Download it, subscribe, mark it 5 stars.
It's awesome.
At Matt Blackwood on Twitter.
And Dorky Swallow at Twitter. And listen to us every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. here on Skid Row Studios. Thank you.
Get wise, trick me not by my side.